Even though there is a need to provide shift workers with education about shift work and how to cope, I have found that shift workers usually don't see shift work as the problem. They usually express concerns more about how to sleep, what to eat, and how to manage family life. That's why any education for shift workers should be framed as helping specifically with those concerns and not shift work generally. Many macho-type attitudes still also persist among shift workers, and these attitudes relate to the belief that one just has to be tough to do shift work, and if one is having difficulty, it's because one is not tough enough or not trying hard enough or just doesn't really want to make the sacrifice the job requires. Now, while resilience is an advantageous characteristic for shift workers, these attitudes can make some shift workers resistant to participating in shift work education. And this is another reason that any such presentations must have a different frame. Now, finally, many shift workers remain relatively healthy even after many years of shift work. They don't, therefore, perceive the need for any shift work education. But if a presentation is framed around specific concerns like sleep, sleep disorders, and eating, they may be more willing to acknowledge that attendance would be beneficial for them. If you found value in this message, please leave a review or share it so that others can sleep better, feel better, and work better.